We begin the current daf Masechta Ksubos, daf Vav, begin on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, which, as we open up this parak, this Masechta, with that a Besula is Nisus Leim Revi, although a Besula gets married on a Wednesday. However, if whether it was an Einus or wasn't an Einus, but they weren't able to consummate their relationship to have the first Bia until Friday night. So the question that was posed, although it was brought in a Braisa, either that they disagreed, where they weren't sure if the halachas liked that brayso, or they never heard of that brayso, but the Amaram posed the question, would it be permitted to be boil a besula tchila initially on Shabbos on Friday night? So that we went through the different options in the previous daf, primarily if dam is mifkat pocket, is the blood just in the pocket, but it's not absorbed into the flesh, or is it actually absorbed in there, and therefore then it would be chabur mechaber, then it would be actually making a wound to remove the blood. And that was a different option that went through different variations of the computations of that question. But be that as it may, our Gemara continues on this question and says that lahalacha, the Bei Rav Amri, in the yeshiva of Rav, they said that Rav Shari b'Shmuel Aser, that Rav was the one who said it's permitted to be boiling tchil on Shabbos, and Shmuel said it's forbidden. In Arda, which was actually the location of Shmuel, Amri, they said that Rav asked Shmuel Shari, that Rav said, their tradition was that Rav said it's forbidden, and Shmuel said it's permitted. Now, that Amr of Nachman Yitzchak, he says, a mnemonic to remember that you shouldn't make a mistake and mix up the statement of the Yeshiva of Rav with the statement of those in Arda, and those from Arda to the Yeshiva of Rav. The way to remember it, again, this is not actually why they have this Messiah, but it's just a way of remembering it, is that Elu, the Yeshiva of Rav, they have to follow their teacher Rav, Mekidlan La'atzman. They're leaning for themselves. In other words, they say that their teacher Rav was the one who said it's permitted. The Elu and those from Arda, who they have to do like their teacher Shmuel, Mekidlan La'atzman, they say that Shmuel said it's permitted. Again, that's not literally what happens. They're not saying, oh, we'll make it that way so it should be working for ourselves that we can be lenient. It's just that's how it comes out. So the way to remember it is that, oh, each one is being lenient for themselves, and that's why they have it, their version, that their teacher is the one that says lenient. Again, that's not what happened, but that's a way, a nice memory tool to remember that. Now, the Gemara wonders, according to the version of the Bei Rav, that said that Rav is the one who says it's mutter to be boil like a tchil on Shabbos, so the Gemara says, Rav Shari? Is it really true that Rav says permitted to have the first act of cohabitation on a Friday night with a besula? Obviously, that means that Rav would hold that Davar Shein Miskavin, as we explained this option on the previous Dav, that if the man is having Bia with a Besula on Shabbos, so there are malachas that are going to be happening. There's either Chabura, or you're creating a Pesach, you're making an opening. Now, but why would it be permitted? Because that's not his intended purpose. He doesn't want to make the blood come out by inflicting a wound. He's not just making a Pesach. He's just having pleasure. That's what he wanted to have. Bia with a Besula. So obviously, if Rav says mutter, obviously holds that davish ain miskaven, something that's unintended consequence, is permitted. But the Gemara asks, but Vomer of Simi Bar Chizki Mishmei, the Rav says in the name of Rav that Haim Mesach Raya Dinaz Yasa, which is that they would close up the hole of a barrel where they would have a spout that they would pour the beer out of the barrel. So the spout was how they would let it out, but how would they close it up? So take these old rags, these old garments, and use that to plug up the hole of the spigot. So Rav said that regarding this rag that they would use to close up the spigot for the barrel of beer, you're not allowed to use it to clog up the spigot on Yom Tov. And the reason is because you're going to be doing a schita. Because as you're taking it, it's going to get all absorbed with the beer that's there as you're stuffing it in. Imagine a spout and water is coming out, beer is coming out, and you're stuffing it in. So it gets absorbed, and as you're stuffing it, it's squeezing out liquid that's inside. That's the malach of schita. Now, but that's not an intended consequence. You're not trying to do schita. You just want to close up the hole. You couldn't care less if anything gets squeezed out. Actually, you'd rather just let it all stay inside the barrel. And yet still we see that Rav says it's going to be forbidden. So obviously he holds that davish in miskaven, even if it's an unintended malacha that you're doing, is forbidden. So how could we say that he's the one that says it's permitted to be boiling a tchil on Shabbos when it's a davish in miskaven that you will be violating? So the Gemara says, no, that's not a difficulty from the case of the rags. Because bahu, by that case of the plug for the spigot, I feel Rabbi Shimon Maida. You could even say that Rav holds like Rabbi Shimon that Davish in Meskavin is mutter. And that's where he holds you could be Boil Ketchila on Shabbos. But regarding the case of the rags, even Shmuel would agree because the Abaye of a Rav, Damar Tavaye, they both say, as mentioned a few times in Masechta Shabbos, that Moed Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon agrees, B'Pesik Reishe V'lo Yamos, which literally that means to say that you're going to cut off its head and it's not going to die. What that means is that, let's say, you just want the chicken's head. You don't want it to die. So it's Ein Miskaven. Yes, it's Ein Miskaven. You're not intending for it to die, but it's what's called inevitable. You think you're going to cut off the head and it's not going to die? Of course it's going to die. Now, so even though it's Ein Miskaven, but when it's inevitable that what you're doing is going to cause it, even Shmuel agrees that it's going to be Aser. Now, that's why, by the case of the rag, where inevitably, if you're squeezing in the rag to close up the hole, inevitably something's going to be squeezed out. So everyone would agree that's going to be Aser. Whereas, as the Gemara will later on explain, regarding Bia Belaila Rishayna, since it's Ein Miskaven to do a Pesach or to have the blood come out, now, and because you're only doing L'Hanos Asma for your own pleasure, nothing to do with the Melachas that could come out, and additionally, the Gemara will explain it's not Psik Resh, it's not inevitable that blood will come out through Chabura, or that it's going to create a Pesach, because there are those that are what's called Bikin Batia, they know how to have Bia in a slanty way without causing the Besulim, the Hymen, to rupture, and therefore it's not inevitable that a Melach will happen. But the Gemara continues asking, but still, how can you say the Rav is the one that says it's permitted to be Boyle Ketchil on Shabbos? And that must be obviously because he holds Davish and Miskaven as Mutter. But Va'amrav Chiyabar Ashi Omar Rav, he says explicitly, La Halocha Kreb Yehuda, Halocha is like a Yehuda, holds Davish and Miskaven as Aser. Whereas Rav Chanan Bar Ami Omar Shmuel, he says the name of Shmuel, Halocha Kreb Shimon. Now, Rav Chiyabar Avin Masni Law, Beloy Gavar, he actually teaches this statement, this machlek is Rav and Shmuel, not the way the first version has it, where there are other Amiram that say it in the name of Rav, and some that say it in the name of Shmuel. Rather, it's Rav and Shmuel, his Messiah is that they themselves are on record as saying this. Where without people, B'loi Gavri, that is Rav HaMalach HaGrib Yehuda, that Davish HaMiskaven is Aser, V'Shmuel HaMalach HaGrib Shimon, that it's Mutter. But one thing we see clearly is that he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that Davish HaMiskaven is Aser. So if you hold that Davish HaMiskaven is Aser, so even though you're not intending for the blood to come out or to create an opening, but that's what the unintended consequence is, and therefore that should be Aser. So why does he say that Bia L'Ketchila on Shabbos is Mutter? So the Gemara says, okay, Lo'ilam, obviously, like we just quoted, Rav Kreb Yehuda severely, yes, Rav holds like Yehuda, that Davish HaMiskaven is Aser, yet still it could be permitted to do Bia L'Ketchila on Shabbos. How so? Because there is two different versions that we said is the possible violation that when you have an initial bia with a besula on Shabbos. Either because dam chibur mechaber, which is you're inflicting a wound by rupturing the besulam, which is causing the blood to come out. Or, when you do that, you create a pesach ba'isimakam by the isha, that's like baina, that's like building. Now, that the Gemara explains, lahach lishma da'am adam mifkad pocket, according to the version that says that the blood is not being taken out by inflicting a wound. It's just by you open up the membrane. So it's like opening up a door, and then the blood that's just deposited there comes out. So the issur that would be violated would be creating a Pesach, an opening. But that's not a problem, because mekalkulhu etzla Pesach. Rav holds that the Pesach that you're creating is actually a kilkel. It's a destructive act. And mekalkul, even Rabbi Yehuda that says, Dov v'shem eskaven is aser, he agrees that when it's mekalkul, when it's a destructive act, it's permitted. So therefore, although you're doing a malacha, and even though it's Davish and Miskaven, there should be Aser, but it's a malacha that's destructive. And destructive, you're not chayev. Now, lahach leshna da'am adam chibur mechaber, according to the other version that holds that the blood is absorbed inside the flesh, and therefore it's considered inflicting a wound to have it come out, and that's the malacha of chabura, of shchita, mekalkel b'chaburhu. It's also not difficult, because even on that, Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning not like Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, even by Chabura, where Rabbi Shimon holds Mekalkel by Chabura would be Chayiv, by inflicting a wound, there Rabbi Yehuda holds, even by Chabura, if it's a Kilkel, it's going to be lenient, and that's because Rabbi Yehuda holds you're going to be Potter. And therefore, either way you look at it, even if Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda like he does, that Davish HaMiskaven should be Aser, but since it's Mekalkel, it's destructive, meaning a Besula is more Chashav than a Be'ula, this that you're making a Pesach, where she's no more closed up, and this that you're having the blood come out, is not something constructive, it's destructive. Now, he wants the besula, which is for Hanos Atzma, but the fact that the malacha that he's doing is a kulkul, and that's why Rav holds you allowed to go ahead and do Bia L'Ketchila on Shabbos, because even though the Davish HaMiskaven is Aser, that's only if it's a tikkun, not if it's a kulkul. Now, the Gemara asks, Masa Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda asks on Shmuel, according to the Bei Rav's version, which has Shmuel on record that he's the one that says that it's Asr to Dubi like Ketchil on Shabbos, the Gemara is going to ask a few different questions on this opinion of Shmuel, that seemingly it's clear that you are allowed to have Bi like Ketchil on Shabbos. First one is from a Mishnah Masechtas Nida. Mishnah says, Tinoikis Shleigi is Manaliris. If there was a girl that she didn't reach yet the age of seeing, of menstruation, of having the blood of Nida, which the Gemara Masechtas Nida explains that that's the time of when a woman starts menstruating, that's when she reaches the time of Nairis, which is approximately the age of 12 to 12 and a half. Now, so let's say a girl didn't reach that age yet. Let's say she's 9. Venissis, and she gets married. Now, so Bishamay Aimrim, Noisnua Arba Leilis. We give her 4 nights, meaning all the blood that she sees for those 4 nights, we attributed that to the Tashmish, to the Bia, and we say that although the blood is coming out of the same place, now we don't know where the blood is coming from. It could either be coming from the uterus, it could be coming from the Dam Nida, or it could be coming from the Besulim, which is there all the way on the bottom of the Rechem, because of that membrane, which is there by Besula, which is ruptured and the blood's coming out. Now, so we don't know. Is she in Nida now and forbidden to her husband with all the halachas of Nida because she has dam coming out from Ma'isim Malkum? Or do we say, no, it's because of she's a besula, it's the besulim that are being broken, which is causing blood to come out, which would not make her in Nida. So Mishami say, since she didn't even reach the age of when she's expecting to menstruate, so I'll say that we'll give her 4 nights to say, okay, we definitely could assume that the blood that's coming out of the besulim could last for 4 nights, and it definitely makes more sense to say that's where it's coming from. So we'll give her 4 nights. They say, no, until the wound gets healed, meaning as long as they never had tashmish without blood coming out, which means to say that obviously it's very raw and that the wound didn't heal. So no matter how long it goes on, we could always continue attributing it to the wound, meaning to the besulim, and not to say that it's coming from the dam nida, because again, she didn't reach that age yet. So Basil says, as long as there never was a time, because if there ever was a bia that they didn't have dam, obviously it healed on some level. So then the next dam we would say that maybe it's dam nida and should be a nida. But as long as it didn't heal, we'll still attribute it to that makah of the besulim. Now that was if she didn't reach the age yet. Let's say Higiyas Manaliris. Let's say she reached the age of menstruation, but she never yet saw Dam Nida. Then this is when she gets married. So Bishami Aimim Nisna Lala Rishon. So Bishami say we only give her the first night, even if they had many bias that first night of when they got married. So you can get many times, but it's only that first night. And the next night, we're already going to say that, no, since she already reached that age, we don't know. It could be it's Dam Nida. And therefore, we cannot attribute it necessarily to the Besulim. Besulim, they say no, since she never yet saw Dam Nida, and again, she is a Besula who there definitely is somewhere to attribute it to. So Besulim say, Ad Matzah Shabbos, until Matzah Shabbos, which is Arba Leilis, which is 4 nights, because as we explained in the beginning of this parak, a Besula gets married on Wednesday. So there's Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Matzah Shabbos, 4 nights. So even though she reached the age already, but again, she never yet saw, and definitely we could attribute that the flow of blood that's coming out from the raw wound that's there by the Besulim, from the hymen, we could say that for 4 nights we'll attribute it to that, and that she won't be considered a Nida. Now, on that, the Gemara continues in Amud Beis to conclude the question. My love, when Beis Hillel says this phrase of, we give her 4 nights until Matzah Shabbos, that doesn't it make sense to say that the reason why they said this seemingly redundant statement was to tell you that the Eloi Baal, that if the husband did not do a full act of Bia, that is Matzi Baal, that he would be able to do Bia, and moreover, that every time that he went and he didn't do a full Bia, but he did a little bit of the Bia, that we could say that the Dam that comes out are the Dam Besulim. That's what it's seemingly saying, meaning every time, meaning if he had a full Bia, it's seemingly that's what the Gemara's question is, that he had a full Bia, so that would totally rupture the Besulim, and then all the blood would come out, and that's it, just one night. Now, if Beis Hillel is saying that you get 4 nights, it would sound like that because you never did a full bia. You tried and you got a little bit. Now, but every time that what seemingly that we're saying that you did a little bit, that blood that's coming out is dam besulim. But additionally to that halacha, what seemingly it's telling us is that you would also be able to do another part of that bia, which would be a bia of chabur, of inflicting a wound, because you never yet fully ruptured those besulim. That's obviously what it sounds like, because if you did, it would be gone the first night. Every night, meaning up to four nights, it could take that long to totally take apart that besulim, that you could be boil off filibus Shabbos even on Shabbos, because they're saying you get four nights. So on Wednesday night, you're able to get to a little bit of besulim, and you keep on chipping away and chipping away. By Matzah Shabbos, Beisola says, look, if she already reached the age of Nida, and every night you went and you did a little bit, it makes sense that, okay, it could take that long, but it's not going to take longer than that. So every night we could say, okay, a little bit of that blood is a little bit more of the besulim. But one thing we see is that Friday night is one of those nights. And that means to say you're chipping away again on Friday night. And how does that come out? By a chabur, by inflicting a wound. And yet still we see that it's permitted to go ahead and do bia l'ketchila on Friday night on Shabbos. Now, it could be like we explained before, either because it's mekalkel or davar shemeskavim, whatever the reason is. But you see, not like Shmuel who says forbidden to do bia l'ketchila on Friday night. So Amar Rav Rava says, like, no. L'bar mishabbos. That this that we said that you get four nights till Matzah Shabbos was besides Friday night. Now, Amalei Abaye asks on that. But if you read the words, especially since it's seemingly redundant the way it was said, but V'ha'ad Matzah Shabbos arba leilis katani, the way Bissel says it was, is that we give you till Matzah Shabbos, we give you four nights. Now, you cannot have four nights without Friday night, because as we said before, you have Wednesday night, Thursday night. If you don't have Friday night, you just have Matzah Shabbos. So if you would have said until Matzah Shabbos is one thing, but you said four nights. Four nights until Matzah Shabbos has to mean that we're including Friday night too. So Elam or Rabbi, rather Rabbi says a different resolution for Shmuel. He says it's not difficult because, yes, obviously that you're right from the statement of Beis Hillel, it means four nights until Matzah Shabbos means you could even do Bia on Friday night. But it's talking about Kesha Bol. When he did a full Bia on one of the previous nights, let's say on Wednesday night. So if you did that already on Wednesday night, so then there's no problem about doing bia, like a regular husband and wife allowed to have bia on Friday night. Here you did a full bia on Wednesday night, so there's no problem on Friday night. There's no more besulim in there. So not the Gemara asks, Ika Shapal, if you're telling me that they already had a full-fledged bia on Wednesday night, now, so then what would the whole halacha of besulim being said? It would only be said, which what the context of there was talking about, that we could attribute that the dam besulim would flow for 4 days, meaning even though you totally ruptured on a Wednesday night, but even though it's ruptured and that's Thursday night and Friday night when you're having beer, you're not going to be rupturing it anymore. You're not going to be doing a chabura because it's already ruptured. It could flow for four days straight, and therefore we could still attribute it to it, although you're not doing chabura on Friday night. But if that's the case, so then why the redundant statement of Ad Matzah Shabbos? My Kamash Malon, what is the word until Matzah Shabbos coming to teach us? It should have just said, we give 4 days that we could attribute, the blood is flowing, and what's the purpose of saying until Matzah Shabbos? Obviously, the reason why it's saying until Matzah Shabbos is to say that because of the bias that you can have, you're allowed to have bias until Friday night, until Matzah Shabbos that will attribute it to blood. But if you already had a bia gemura on Wednesday night, then what's the chiddush of that you could have a bia on Friday night? Obviously, it's not like Shmuel that even if you didn't do a bia gemura, that's what it sounds like he's saying, that we give you 4 nights until Matzah Shabbos to say that every single night you could have a bia. And the only chiddush would be that you could have a bia is if you didn't have a full-fledged bia on Wednesday night. And still, you could be bia like a tchila when there's still besulim on Friday night, not like Shmuel. So I think the Gemara says no. Kamash Milan, the Shari Lemilva B'Shabbos. No, you're right. As Rav is saying that it's not difficult on Shmuel, because you did a full-fledged bia on Wednesday night. The besulim is already been ruptured. Now, so what's the chiddush in saying until Matzah Shabbos? So on that he says the chiddush is that you could do bia on Friday night. The question is, what's the chiddush in that? Every husband and wife could have bia when the besulim is already taken care of. You're not doing any mechabura. Chiddush is kiddush Shmuel. The Mashmuel, Shmuel says pirtza dechuka, a very narrow breach. So let's say you're walking through a wall where it's very narrow. Mutali kanas ba b'Shabbos. You're allowed to enter in that breach on Shabbos. Now, the chiddush in that is va'afa pishe meshet tzreris. Even though that when you're walking through that narrow hole in the wall, there are some pebbles that might become dislodged, you're still allowed to walk through that narrow opening in the wall. The reason being, as we learned by Reb Shimon, who holds that ein davish in miskaven, it's not, you're not intending to have the pebbles come off. Now, additionally, it's not psikresh, it's not inevitable that the pebbles are going to come off. So even though they come off, it's not a problem because it's davish in miskaven. That's what the Gemara is saying, that that would be the chiddush here in Shmuel 2. In this case, that maybe there will be some chavala that you'll be doing on Friday night. Because although you did a full-fledged bia on Wednesday night, maybe it's not totally dissolved, the besulim that are there. And maybe then you might be, there might be some of that hymen left, and you might be inflicting a wound when you have bia on Friday night. That's the chiddush, that out of that small doubt, we don't say that it's usher, because that would be davish in miskaven, and it wouldn't be psikresh, it wouldn't be inevitable, because definitely most of it has already been removed, so it's like a narrow opening where you're allowed to walk through on Shabbos. Same thing would be considered regarding this woman who had a full-fledged bia on Wednesday night. By the time Friday night comes around, that would be something that's permitted, and the chiddush in that is, like Shmuel's halacha, although there might still be some, like the metaphor of the pebbles that are coming off on Shabbos. I think Mark continues asking on this interpretation of Shmuel according to the version of Beirav that he holds it's asa to be boilik et chila on Shabbos. Masrav Yisuf Reis asks from the Mishnah Masechtas Brachas. The Mishnah says, Chasen patem et kriyishma laila harishon. A groom is exempt from reciting kriyishma the first night that he's married. Ad matzah Shabbos, until the night after Shabbos. Im lo yasa maisa, if he has not yet done the act of cohabitation with his new bride, with his new wife. So then, not only is he going to be exempt on Wednesday night, which is the first night after the wedding, but even Thursday night, Friday night, all the way till Matzah Shabbos. Now that, the Gemara concludes the question, my love, this that we're saying that he'll be exempted from Wednesday night all the way through to Matzah Shabbos, which means to say that he'll even be exempt from Kriyishma on Friday night, why would he be exempt on Friday night? Obviously, because the Torah, because he's preoccupied with a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? The Boil Mivel. That he has to go ahead and do bia. Now, that's why he would be patur on Friday night, because of the general dictum of ha'esik b'mitzvah, patur in the mitzvah, if you're involved, if you're engrossed, if you're busy with one mitzvah, you're exempt from doing another mitzvah, which would be you're busy with the mitzvah of bia to consummate the relationship, which that would make you patur from the mitzvah of krishma. So you see that you could even have the bia rishayna, because we're saying if you didn't do it on any of these nights, so you're preoccupied with that mitzvah, which includes even Friday night, that you could be boiling a tchila on Shabbos. Suddenly Abaye answers to Rav Yosef, says, no, the Torah delightful. This that he's preoccupied is that he didn't do B yet, and he's in pain, it's bothering him that he wasn't able to consummate his relationship yet. But not that he's tired because he's going to do it. No, actually, Friday night you cannot do it. But Friday night he's like, I can't believe I didn't get it done. And that tirda that he's preoccupied with that mitzvah, not that he's doing, but that he didn't do it, is why he's tired, and that's why he's exempt from doing the mitzvah Krishma. Now that I'm like Rava asked Abaya, Umishim tirda pater? Because of someone's in pain, someone is in tsar, he's exempt? In other words, you're saying that the tirda is not a tirda of being involved in fulfilling the mitzvah, rather it's that he's preoccupied with that he didn't do the mitzvah. Just being tarud, just being preoccupied, not in trying to be active in the mitzvah, will exempt you from a mitzvah? Elamiat, if that's the case, well then tavis v'nas bayam, if somebody's ship sinks at sea, hachanami de patre, he's also very preoccupied, he's very bothered, he'll be exempt from signing krishma? Now, v'chitema hachanami, if you would entertain that would be the case, but v'amar ababa barzav damarav, he says clearly, aval, someone that's in mourning, who obviously is very tarud b'machshavais, he's obviously very preoccupied with the death of a loved one, and still he says, Chayev b'chol ha-mitzvos amoros b'Torah. He's obligated, he's in all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Chutz not tefillin, except for tefillin. And that's a different, that's an exception, shenem ben per. Because the pasuk in Yechezkel calls it a person's splendor. As it says in Yechezkel, pe'ercho chavush olecha, that your glory is tied upon you. Now, whereas an aval, someone that's a mourner, he is ma'ul ba'ofer karnai. As the pasuk said, like based on the pasuk in Eiv, where he's like wallowing in the dust, and definitely it's not splendor for someone like to have peir in the place where there's afer. Now, but besides that, every single mitzvah he is obligated in. So you see that just being tarud b'machshavaisav is not an exemption. So then, obviously, you're back to the question. It sounds like that the tirda would obviously be for having bia, not that you didn't do bia, and therefore that seems to refute Shmuel. So Elam Rava, rather Rava, resolves the question on Shmuel, and he says, you're right. Truth is, You cannot resolve that question that Rav Yosef is asking from the Mishnah Masechtas Brachas, that the chassan will be exempt from Kriya Shema because he wasn't Baal, because the fact that he bothered that he didn't do something wouldn't exempt him, because that's not considered tirda in a mitzvah. It's just you're upset at yourself. Being upset at yourself or upset about something else is not an exemption like we find by an oval or by a ship that sinks at sea. But rather, the way Rava resolves Shmuel is that it says tanoihi, it's a mochik tanoim. This about if you're allowed to do a bia, an act of cohabitation initially on Friday night, which will inflict a wound, which is the case by Basula, is that that's a mochik tanoim. And that is Shmuel, who he's the one that says is usher to do bia on Friday night. Obviously, you would have to say it's not a contradiction from that Mishnah Masechtas Brachas, because it's a machlekes tanoim. There's another town that says it's forbidden. So although, yes, the town of Masechtas Brachas obviously holds it permitted, but he's going like another town, the Tana Chada, because we learned in one Braisa, which clearly illustrates in this topic that it's a machlekes. One Braisa says, Im loy osa maisa berishin, if he wasn't able to consummate the relationship on the first night, well then potter, then he's potter from Kriyashma, af b'shein, even on the second night. B'shein, if he wasn't able to consummate on the second night, potter af b'shlishi, exempt even on the third night. Now, the Tan Yidach, we learn another Brisa that says, Rishon v'sheni pata, the first and the second night. Wednesday night and Thursday night, he's exempt. But Shlishi, on Friday night, which is Shabbos, when it's usher to be Baal, then that Brisa says, Chayiv, then you Chayiv and Kriya Shmo, which clearly says like Shmuel. So yes, the Mishnah Masechtas Brachas is not like Shmuel, but anyway, it's Machlokes like Tan Oyim, so Shmuel's going like the other Tanu who holds that you actually would be Chayiv Kriya Shmo on Friday night. Now, but Vabai would tell you that no. Hasam, those Tanoim, Nami Batir de Pligi, they actually are not arguing in this point if you're allowed to be Boyle Ketchila on Shabbos. They are arguing in the concept that Abaya was making it sound like, that the exemption would be regarding Tirda, that you're preoccupied. Now, this that the Braisa and the Mishnah Masechtas Brachas that says that you're exempt from saying Kriya Shma is not because it's permitted to do Bia. Truth is, Abaya can resolve for Shmuel that everybody, all Tanoim hold like Shmuel, that it's us to be on Friday night. So then why are you exempt on Friday night from saying Kriya Shma? That's because, although that Rava asked and pointed out that obviously just being preoccupied is not an exemption from reciting Kriya Shma, but there's a difference between if you mitzdar at tzar shel mitzvah, if this that you're bothered that you didn't do something, not even preoccupied in doing it, but that you didn't do it, would exempt you from Kriya Shma. But that, because that's different than by a mourner, by an oval, where his preoccupation is voluntary, because his pain, his preoccupation is not a mitzvah. Although his avelis, his mourning, which are certain acts of mourning he has to do, that's a mitzvah, but the tzar is not a mitzvah. And therefore, you're right, by an oval he's chayv a mitzvah. But by the chasan, his tzar is part of that mitzvah. That is a mitzvah because that's something he has to fulfill. Where's the Tanoim that hold that you are Chayav on Friday night, like we quoted, holds that just being tarred, you're right, would not exempt you. But Abaye is able to show and resolve these two Brises and the Mishnah Masechtas Brachas to all be like Shmuel, that everyone agrees that you'll be boiling like a Tchila on Friday night. But still they would hold that the Tirda, even of not fulfilling something, but if it's for a mitzvah purpose, would still exempt you from another mitzvah, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Now, Rava had said that the Machlekes Tanoim was in the halacha Shmuel, that those who hold like him, they hold that you're not allowed to be barley ketchila on Friday night, and therefore you'd be chayv in Kriya Shema. And then those who do not hold like him hold that you could do be a ketchila on Friday night, which Rava wanted to say is like the Mishnah Masechtas Brachas that holds that since you could do it, you would be exempt from Kriya Shema Friday night. Now that the Gemara says, v'hanit tanoi, kanit tanoi, that these tanoim that Rava just said is a machlekes tanoim and Shmuel's halacha, is like the following tanoim that it's obviously clear cut that they're arguing in this halacha of Shmuel, that if you're allowed to go ahead and do bia like it's chil on Friday night or not, the Tanakh Linda Brisa. Hakoinis is a Basula. If someone gets married to Basula, lo yivul, but chil b'shabbos, the Tanakh says clearly, you're not allowed to do bia on Friday night like Shmuel. V'chamatir mechomim, clearly argue in Shmuel and hold that you're allowed to do the initial bia with a Basula on Friday night. Now the Gemara asks Mat Chacham, who are the Chacham that say that it's permitted? Amar Rabba Rib Shimon, it's Rib Shimon. The Amma Davashin Miskavin Mutta, he says something that's unintended is permitted, so although you'll be inflicting a wound, and that's how the blood's coming out. Or you'll be creating an opening, and that's how the blood's coming out. Either one being a malach on Shabbos, either of making a Pesach, or of doing a Chabura, inflicting a wound. But Reb Shimon holds that it doesn't make a difference. It was unintended, and unintended, that's permitted. So therefore, he holds you allowed to do B, like a Tchil on Friday night. because the purpose that the chassan's having is just la'anos atzmo, but his own pleasure. He's not intending for those things to happen. Now that the Gemara asks, as we had alluded to this previously, Amal Abaya, Abaya asked, but v'hamoyder b'shimin b'segreisha v'lo yamos. But fine, it's unintended. But Reb Shimon agrees with when it's inevitable that it's going to be forbidden. And now here, yes, although his intention is just to have the pleasure that one has with an active bia of a besula, but that part of that pleasure is inherent, that when you're going to do that, you're going to be making an opening or having the blood come out. So it's psikresha, so even Reb Shimon should hold that it's awesome. So that Omalei, so I responded to Abaya that no. Loika lolu bavlim, not like these Babylonians, she'in b'kim batia, that they're not proficient in having bia on a slant. Eliyesh b'kim batia, there are those that know how to, when they have bia, to do it on a slant. Now, hence, they do it in a way that they avoid penetrating and having the membrane pop from the besulim, so blood's not going to come out, and it's not going to make a pesach. And therefore, it's not a psikresha, it's not inevitable. So since it's not inevitable, even if it does happen, it's okay, because davar she'ein miskaven, according to Reb Shimon, is mutter. Now the Gemara asks, im kein, if that's the case, that there are those that are bekiyim, that know how to do it without causing any, they're very proficient in the act of bia, even though they're a new chasen, well then tarid lama. Why did we say that because of his tirdei, he's so preoccupied, that he's exempt from kriya shema? We don't say every married man is preoccupied that he's having bia on Friday night, that he's exempt from kriya shema. Because it's a normal way of life, just like when someone's learning how to drive. You don't say he's all preoccupied. But a new driver, you say, oh, he's preoccupied. Now, but here, if you're saying that they're bikin, even the first time that they're having bia with the psula, that they just got married, so then what's this big tirda that they're preoccupied that you say that he'll be exempt from kriya shema, but laila rishon? So that the Gemara answers, no, you're right. L'sha'in abaki, when we said that the chasen is exempt from saying kriya shema because he's so preoccupied with this, well, it's for someone that's not proficient. But for those that are, it's not a big deal. You're right. And therefore, they wouldn't be exempt from kriya shema. But since it's not inevitable that it's going to make the blood come out or create a pesach, because they are proficient in bahatiya, that's why it's permitted to do on Friday night. But then the Gemara asks, so fine. But yemru baki mutter. So then, if that's the case, say that only those that are proficient are permitted to do their frisbee on Friday night, because for them it's not psikreche. They know how to maneuver that it won't cause it to pop the membrane. But she'in baki aser, but it should say, which it doesn't, that, but if they're not bakiyan, then it's going to be aser. Because you're making that differentiation in that there are those who will be exempt from kriyishma because they're not bakiyan, so those ain't bakiyan should actually be forbidden to do their bia like a tchil on Friday night. But that those chachamim oimrim, that they're matirim, which we're saying is Reb Shimon, doesn't differentiate and say that it's aser if he's ain't baki. But the ain't bakiyan, it should be a psikresha. So the Gemara answer is roiv bakiyan. The majority of them are proficient. Now, since they're proficient and they could do it on the slant if they want to, and they could avoid the blood coming out or the creating the pesach, so generally, it's in general consensus that it's not a psikreshe. Now that's why that Reb Shimon said it anonymously in the sense of that like matir that's permitted to do it Friday night, because the majority of people are proficient, and since the majority is like that, so we don't consider it as something that's inevitable, and that's why I'm mutter to have even bia rishoina on Friday night. Now, however, the Gemara asks, now, based on everything we've been saying, Amli Rava Bar Avchan Labaya Elamiyata, but if that's the case that you said that the reason why Reb Shimon holds you're permitted to do bia rishoina on Friday night is because it's not intended for, let's say, it to be chabura or to make the Pesach, but we said, but it should be inevitable. So he says it's not inevitable because the people are proficient to have bia without blood coming out. But if that's the case, then shurjbinan, this that we learned later on in the Bryce and Dafyud Beis Amid Aleph, that they would appoint two attendees, one attendee for the woman and one attendee for the man, to assist the chasen and the kala, in other words, to check after them, to make sure that they're not doing any tricks regarding the claim of besulim. Which means to say that, let's say, if she's not really a besulim and she's just going to plant some blood there to make it look like she was a besulim, or that she really was a besulim and he's going to do some tricks to make it look like she wasn't, and then he'll claim that she wasn't a besulim. Either way, we want someone watching her, someone watching him, to make sure that there's nothing going on over here, that they're scheming or plotting something. Lama, what's the purpose of having these attendees? And that is, if you just said that the man could do the bia bahatia, that there won't be any blood. So what does it help having the attendees? He could anyways make a scheme and a plot. And that is, same thing, mapa. What's the point of putting out a sheet underneath them, which is to verify if there's besulim, because then you'll see if there's blood. The lama, what's the purpose? In other words, he can still get away with it, with these shbinim there, with the mapa, and they'll come the next one. He says, look at the mapa, there's no blood. If she was a besula, then the blood, the dam would come out from the besula. And it didn't come out, obviously. She's not a besula. Another question is, how would that prove anything? Could be he just did be a batia, and he avoided the besula totally, and that's why. So what's the whole thing that'll help? So that the Gemara answers, Amalei, no. It says, Hasam, over there, Shema, the reason why we put the Shushbinan and we have the Mapa is because maybe he will not do it on a slant and blood will come out. But if we don't have the Mapa, or we don't have the attendees there making sure that he doesn't just switch them or whatever, so Yirviyavid, so maybe she will see blood, but it'll get lost if we don't have a Mapa or we don't have the attendees watching. Now, and he'll say, he'll come the next morning and say, I didn't find blood. Now that's why you need to have the mapa to verify and say you can't fight with the evidence. It's right here. We see the dam. Now, but although you're right, he could do it batoya and blood won't come out. So even if he comes to Bezin, he says, look, here's a mapa. There's no dam. Obviously, she wasn't a basula. She'll say, I'm still a basula. And therefore, it's not a difficulty because, yes, there's a point of having it if he does it not with the hatoya. But if he does with hatoya, and he'll say, well, she's not a basula. There was no dam. He says, no, she'll be able to say, I'm still a basula. I'll be able to prove it to you because I'm still a basula, and therefore there is a purpose in having the mapa and the shushbinan when he doesn't do it batoya, when he does it the regular way. If he does it batoya, it doesn't make a difference because he won't be able to fool anyone anyways because she'll say, look, because I'm still a basula. Now the Gemara continues asking on this interpretation of Shmuel that says it's forbidden to do bia like a tchila on Shabbos. Moshe Rami, he asked from Mishnah Masechtas Idyos. The Mishnah says, Hamapis Mursa. If someone pops a boil, pops a pimple, something that he makes an opening for the boil, if he does it b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, so it depends. Im lasas lo peh, if the reason why he's popping the boil is because he wants to make it that there's going to be an opening. He wants it that it could be ventilated, which is, but that's by making an opening, that it should last for tomorrow, the day after. He wants that it shouldn't be closed up, which is causing this big infection. Well, then chayev. Then he'll be liable for making, for popping that boil on Shabbos. And the reason is because that's fixing an opening, which that's a violation of the Melacha of Shabbos, of Bain, of building. Whereas Rashi points out, we find building even in human beings. As the Pasuk says in Bereishis, Vayivin es Atzela, Hashem built the side of Adam Rishon into Chava. We see that a person could be Bain, that you could be building with a person. And therefore part of that structure is making an opening in that boil. That's considered a Pesach, an opening, which is a violation of the Melacha of Bain. But if his intention was just to have the fluid come out, that's why he made the opening, but not to have an opening. It doesn't matter to him if it closes up right after. So then as we continue on top of his item and alf, so then it says Pater. Then he's going to be exempt. Now, in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos Daf Gimel, the Gemara there concludes that when it says Pater, that you're exempt over here, it meant even that you're even initially allowed to do it. It's mutter even l'ketchila. Now, this is difficult according to Shmuel that says that it's forbidden to do bia like a tchila on Friday night. Why? Because you're going to be taking the blood out from the flesh. Now, how is that any different than when you're popping? They seem to be both have membranes. There's a skin that's covering this liquid by both of them. And you're popping it and the liquid's coming out. So we see that if your intention is just to have it removed, that it's permitted to do that by the boil. So why is it any different than by the dam besulim where you're popping it and it's coming out? So I think my answer is no, they're different. Hasim, over there by the fluid of the boil, pocket, you're right, it's gathered in one place, but v'akar. It's totally removed from the flesh. In other words, it's ready to come out. It's just like gathered inside. It's like there's a membrane and juice inside, but not in the membrane itself. So that's not a violation of the isser of, let's say, of making a chabura, because it's not absorbed inside the flesh. But hacha, over here, by the case of dam besulim, pocket v'loy akar. It's you're right, it's dam mifkad pocket. It's gathered, it's just deposited, it's not absorbed inside, but it's not totally removed from the flesh. There is a little bit of it that's absorbed in the walls of the rechem. Now, although it's not totally attached, like the other blood of the rest of the limbs of the body, rather it is gathered inside, but since it is similar to being attached on some level, because it's still there a little bit on the walls of the rechem, so it's not as prepared to come out like the fluid of the boil, and that's why it's going to be a chabur that's forbidden to do on Friday night. And therefore, you can't ask from the case of mapes mursav popping it, because there it's totally not, it's just encased by that membrane of the skin, but it has not, it's not in it at all, and therefore it's just like having it come out, which is not something that you're chayev for. But here, by the case of dam besulim, it is absorbed a little bit, so therefore it is similar to chabura, and that's why Shmuel would hold that it is forbidden on Friday night, and it's not contradicted from the halacha of the Mishnah Sefer Tzidkias of mapes mursav.